Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. In 1996, a movie came out that captured my imagination. The Big Night told the story of two young Italian brothers who wanted to make their little New York restaurant a temple to classic Italian cooking. To promote their cuisine, they planned for a special dinner featuring a special dish, the timpano. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, you can bear witness that yours truly finally figured out how to tackle this dish.
Yes. Again, I was privileged to have dinner at your house where you prepare this huge, big drum-like.
It's a big thing.
Yeah, but what a great, it was a lot of fanfare and it was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. And since this is the height of tomato season, we're happy to give our listeners an opportunity to cook something with those tomatoes, something to do with them.
Yeah.
A timpano is a pasta dish, but the pasta contains a whole lot of stuff that gets put into a bowl.
Right.
And when you turn it over, it looks sort of like a drum. It's a pretty good sized dish.
This is something you cannot make for two.
No.
Right? To even make it in its smallest level, it feeds 10.
That's right. This is a kind of recipe where there's about four important sub recipes.
Right.
And then everything else is a matter of assembly. So you're going to have to prepare some pasta, and I like to use whole wheat pasta along with my 00. I do kind of 50-50 with the 00 Italian pasta flour. You're going to want to make a good tomato sauce. Follow your own basic recipe.
Right.
I always like to put a little bit of balsamic vinegar in mine to finish it off.
Sure.
You're going to make some meatballs, and instead of great big ones, you're going to make smaller ones, you know,
right,
about an inch in size.
Yeah, like 1 ounces.
That's right. And then you're going to go out and get a whole bunch of other nice ingredients, including, let's see, we have a lot of chopped up onions. We have some eggs.
Hard-boiled eggs.
Hard-boiled eggs
is
an important part of this. A lot of recipes call for salami.
Uh-huh.
In my version, I opted for shredded prosciutto.
Right.
You're going to get some penne pasta that you're going to cook up.
Right.
And you're going to be smothering that with some of your tomato sauce. And you're going to be getting some black olives that you're going to pit and throw in there. And what you do, Jerry, is you roll out about a 26-inch round of your pasta.
Okay.
A round shape on a nice big surface that's nicely floured. And you want it to get as thin as possible.
Right.
You know, just really work it over. Get it thin. Get a nice bowl, a nice oven-proof bowl, and the classic American Pyrex oven-proof bowl works really well. And you just kind of grease it. Put the pasta in. There's going to be a lot hanging over the sides. And then you start doing layers. And I think it's important to put some of that tomato sauce in the very bottom.
Yes, definitely.
And then you hit it with the you know, the penne pasta, and then the eggs,
sure,
and then the meatballs, more sauce.
You
just do whatever you feel like doing.
Right.
And at the end, you just kind of fold it all up. And the easy part is actually just sticking it in the oven for about 45 minutes. And when you bring it out, you put a plate on top of the bowl, invert it, turn it over, tap the side of the bowl, and bang, it comes right off.
And like that texture of baked pasta, that crispy texture, like if you have baked macaroni, you love the top that's really crunchy.
Right.
That surrounds this whole sort of basic crazy pasta dish that's immersed on the inside.
Yeah.
And when you cut it open and steam comes out and everything falls out of it, it's just amazing.
It really is. You see all the layers. It's geology class or something like that. It's a lot of fun. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Oh, I did. Immensely.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.